Blog Talk Radio.
Then you're going to wind up letting somebody else set the expectation for you, and then you're going to wind up not getting exactly what you wanted, even though you paid for it. So what's it going to be? What do you know? Yeah. So that's what he's talking about tonight on the DJ show, man. I hope y'all had a good week. I mean, I'm talking about all some spectacular, wonderful. Like, I hope that you set the expectations for what you wanted this week. In other words, that means that you planned it out. You planned your work, and you worked your plan, and everything. It worked out as best as it can. Or should I say as best as you could? And you still got it understood that it would be all good, and it's all nice, and I want to do this like throwing rice. Okay. All right, so let's get it popping, man. All right, let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sunstone 752 edition daily. Go get him is a show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, Well, then you just say, Omar with the Arts of Daily, go get a business show all up in your area. Feeling like a real man should. I hope y'all feel like real men and women should, just like I am, but not like me, but as, you know, in the spirit of how I feel. So, what's going on, Taki Zori? And also, Will Horn, good to see me, some y'all, you know, Instagram side, good for looking, good looking out. T. Carry, right, morning, noon, and night. So familiar. And Charlene Curry. Charlene Curry. What's going on, Charlene? How you feeling, Charlene? Good to see me some you. And Stacey White. Stacey White holding it down for the D all day, every day. My brother Ansel Jones. I said my brother Ansel Jones is all up in the house. What's good? What's good? What's good? What's love? All right, y'all. So we're talking about setting the expectations. What do you know? What do you know about setting the expectations? You know, in order to set the expectations in most situations, what you have to do is be assertive. Some people look at assertiveness as being aggressive. And that's okay. It's okay for you not to understand the difference between being assertive and aggressive. What's not okay is not delivering somebody what they have either paid for or asked for, just because you feel like you're doing them a favor by doing anything. So are you the type that allows, are you the type that makes things happen for you, or are you the type that allows things to happen to you? You know, one of the examples that I gave in the description was when you hire a contractor. If you hire a contractor to fix something in your home, whatever reason, do you set the expectation of what you want from that contractor? Do you understand what I'm saying? In other words, do you tell the person who's doing the work, this is what I want, this is how I like it? As a matter of fact, I bought a picture. Look at this bathroom. It should look like this. See this shit here. It should be like that. See this kitchen. I need this stuff. Need all the appliances. I need all of the cabinets. I need the goddamn refrigerator and the stove and the countertop. I need that shit, and I will not stop until I get everything that I pay for. And even I want a little bit more. And to be honest with you, when you hire a contractor, that's exactly how you have to be. You know why? Because if you aren't like that with a contractor, especially when you're talking about home remodeling and things like that, you know, if you're adding on rooms or if you're improving rooms in the home, like the living room or the kitchen and the bathroom, very sensitive areas, especially when you're talking about women. Women want to make sure that kitchens and bathrooms are the way that they looked at it on HGTV, things like that. It's a good look. But the thing is, if you set the expectation from a contractor, you're going to pay for it. But there should be a fair market price for what you're paying for. And with contractors that come and do work in your home, they size up their clients. Like, okay, in this neighborhood, you know what you're going to be paying, right? So you living out here in the burbs, you living out here in a single home. Look, ain't no homes attached to this home. You know what I'm saying? And I've done work for other neighbors in this area. The income level here is very high. So what we not going to do, what we not going to do is have you treating me like I'm going to give you the hometown discount. You're going to pay heavily for this shit. So contractors will start. They will not only size you up as if they know how much money you make. They basically set the expectations for what they expect to get paid. So you might as well set the expectation for exactly what you want, because they're going to try to get you to pay for every little thing because they think you have it like that. So, you know, if you want ceramic tile or you want marble, or you want granite, or you want this, or you want that, or you want stained glass, or you want, you know, if you want a sit-down shower, you know, shit like that. They're going to make you pay more than they would have you pay if you had like a little modest home in the hood where you're trying to make your little home shine. They know you ain't got it like that, but you're trying to get something nice. And they respect that. So you have to set the expectation. Do you set the expectation? Or do you work with exactly what you're holding in your hand? What's going on? Sucre, JT Ux. Sucre, je toi. How you feeling, ma? Sucre, je toi. What's going on? You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about, Cherry? Cherry, Dana, Cinderella, Dana. Well, it's the woman day to day with famous Cinderella, Dana Dane. Well, it's the woman day to day with fame. So, yeah. So, most of y'all, any of y'all who own a home know exactly what I'm talking about. You have to set the expectation. Sometimes you have to set the expectation and let and be a little transparent about what you're working with. Like, look. I'm quick to tell, I don't care how much money I have. I'm always like, listen, man, I ain't got it like that. I'm not made of money. I'm not balling. I'm not out here. I ain't getting no stimulus check. I ain't working with all of that. I know you used to working with all these cats that have all this money flowing, but that ain't me. That ain't me. I ain't got no money. And they normally be like, well, oh, how much you want to spend? Nothing, man. I need you to do this shit for me on the eye. They be like, oh, Marv, come on, stop playing. I mean, I'm just saying, son, you know, like, all right, I'll help you do it. I said this shit, like, look, I'll help you do it. So I got enough money for the supplies and throw you a little something. And after they finish looking at me as if my head was spinning all around, you know, I mean, I keep it a buck with them. I'm like, all right, I got, well, how much, I mean, what's the, you know what I mean? I need the max for the minimum like TJ Maxx back in the day. You know what I mean? Remember with TJ Maxx, they used to say, you get the max for the minimum at TJ Maxx. You get the max for the minimum at TJ Maxx. You get the max for the minimum at TJ Max minimum, Nissan Maxima for the minimum. You know, I mean, shit is real. What's up, Divinity Designs? Divinity, how you feeling, man? Good to see me. Some you know me. All right, my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. I said my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. What's going on? It's good to see me. Some you know diggity now. So yeah, this shit is real. Do you set the expectation for what you want? Do you set the expectation, or do you allow the expectation to be set for you? Do you set the expectation for what you want, or do you allow the expectation to be set for you? Because you know what's going to happen in these situations. Just like the situation with the contractor, he's going to give you what he wants. If you don't know exactly what you want, you don't know how you want your place designed or whatever you want fixed in your house, reconstructed and all of that, he's going to say, all right. Well, look, you know, I have this idea. You know, Miss or Mrs. Such and such, I can do this for you and I can do that for you. You know, you're going to really like this. And they just set it up the way they want to set it up. And then you look at it, you're like, yo, that's decent. But it wasn't what you wanted. It wasn't what you asked for. But you took it. And you know why? Because you didn't set the expectation. You didn't set the expectation. That's not what you did. You said, well, you know, you was hoping like you could get lucky. Well, I ain't paying that much for this shit, so whatever I get is kind of like a bonus. But you can't look at it that way, because when you look at it like somebody is doing you a favor is all you're going to get done. Now, they get to decide how big of a favor that they want to do for you. Now, if that's all right with you, all right. We ain't got nothing to talk about. We can end the show right now. Right now, it's 7:22. However, if that's not what it's hitting for, then you have to let them know. Like, nah, I understand what you're talking about, but this is what I'm talking about. This is what I want over here. This is what I want. Not that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. Or you can get with this, or you can get... I said, give me the fuck this. That's what I'm saying to you. That's what I want, and that's what I'm paying for. Always, always go for more than whatever you're paying for. Don't humble yourself when you're paying money. I don't give a fuck how much it is. You know, because either they can do it for you or they can't. Ain't no contractors out here doing shit for you. They be having you thinking that they're doing it for a discount. No, they not. They're doing it for what they can do it for. Now, sure, it might be a situation where you was offering, where you might have, you know, used your sexy. You used your sexy in order to get something. Y'all ladies know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? You showed a little cleavage on the day of negotiation. You know what I mean? Ass all banging. Bow, bow. Boom, boom, bow, bow. Boom, 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 bow, bow. Boom, 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 bow, bow. Okay, well, you used your sexy. Maybe you went all out and was willing to give him some ass in exchange for that job. I don't know if you know what's going to happen. Oh, yeah, you're going to get the job done. But shit, he figured, well, since I'm getting ass for it, I might as well keep the ass going for a while. So ain't no rush. I'm keep hitting. I'm get ass all the way up until I turn this last screw. I'm a screw until the last screw is in. I don't know if that blowjob was worth this hot tub that I'm putting in there. Or should I say this whirlpool? You know, there's a difference between a hot tub and a whirlpool. I see that we have a caller on the line, caller on the line. And it looks like the caller is about a week late. You know what I'm saying? From what I can see with this phone number, it looks like the caller is about a week late calling in. But you know what? Better late than never. So let's see what we're talking about right here. Caller with the last number is 4608. Welcome to the Daily Go Get 'Em Ism Show. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind this evening, sir?
Welcome to the Daily Go Get 'Em Ism Show. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind this evening, sir?
Yo, you got to turn me down in the background.
Yo, you got to turn me down in the background.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you anyway, but I can hear myself even better.
Yeah. I know I'm a week late. I wanted to give you a call and thank you for the shout out anyway. And
yes, sir.
You gotta do your own expectation. Can't let nobody do it for you.
Yeah, you have to set the expectation. Mm-hmm. In other words, get what you're paying for, not what somebody is willing to give you for your money.
Well, we already know best because when we used to do what we used to do, we expect our own expectation. We got robbed.
We not talking about that. We not going to talk about that. What we going to talk about is setting the expectations. So
either we learned
from that situation or we didn't.
We learned.
You know what I'm saying?
We learned to get our money up front. How you been, though?
Feeling like a real man should, man. You already know. How you been?
Yeah. I'm good. I just wanted to thank you for the shout out. You know, I don't want to hold up the air much time, but I just want to give you a call to let you know. My bad. We still got to go to dinner, though. So I'm going to get with you and... You know, peace and blessings, and stay safe out there on the streets. All right, homie?
Yo, don't be coming on my show making it sound like we going out on a date. You know what I'm saying?
It's just two brothers hanging out, dog.
That's right. You know what I mean? So represent that. I was like, we got to go to dinner. Well, whoa, 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 whoa. Wait a minute.
My fault. Like a real man shit, we got to go get a shot. You don't drink no more, so that don't count. So we got to get you a Diet Coke and some wings. That cool?
I don't know. I don't drink it. Shoot, I'd take a shot before I drink a Diet Coke. Ew. No, but you been all right, man? You good?
Yeah, I'm gravy. I'm gravy, you know. I was like, I know you're going to leave me out, but better late than never. It was last Friday I was supposed to call, and I'm calling this Friday.
No, but let me ask you something before you go. Since we're talking about setting the expectations, there are a lot of different areas where you might have to set the expectations. Like, and a relationship is one of those areas where it's very important to set the expectations in the beginning. A lot of people put all of their eggs in the basket of setting the expectations when they put all of their eggs in the basket of the beginning to let people know what it is, you know? So like you might get with a girl, a woman, whatever, and she might be letting you know exactly what she likes up front. And she may tell you exactly what she expects from you. Like, first of all, I'm not into no games. So if you gonna be if you not finished being out there playing, if you wanna see her and this one and that one and all of that, then this is not the place for you. I'm not doing that. If you don't like to go out, if you don't like to do things, then I'm not the woman for you. If you the stingy type, if you selfish, if you don't like to go out, whatever, you know, then that's not what's up. Like, some women will let you know right up front, I'm high maintenance, and you have to be a maintenance man. Are you ready? Are you ready? Because if you're not ready, then I'm not the one for you. There are women out here who will let you know straight from the gate what it's going to be, what they expect, and if you don't adhere to it in the beginning, then they'll tell you to keep it moving. Cause they can tell, you know, it's like a dog can sniff fear. They can tell when you sniff pussy, like this nigga want this ass real bad, and I'm sure he's willing to do this shit. And dudes feed into it. So I'm asking you, what about you? Do you set the expectations with your woman? Like, listen, this is what I expect. You know, if you the like for example, if you the type of woman that will hold out on the ass when we having a disagreement or an argument, you or whatever, then I'm not the man for you, because I'm not with all of that. If you the type of woman that I have to pay to play, or should I say pay to lay, like I can't get no ass if it ain't Friday on payday, then I'm not the man for you. You know, that type of thing. Are you known to set the expectations in love for yourself between you and a woman?
You gotta do the expectation for yourself, because they got to understand you need. Everybody got needs. She got needs, you got needs, and you got to find somebody, like, what you want. You know what I mean? So if they ain't there to give you what you need and you want, that means you're going to expectation your ass up on out of the door. You know what I mean? Rolled out. So, you know, in general, we all got needs. We all live on the line and put on who you are and what you are. It's up for the person to take the challenge. You take the challenge, then you know what you're getting yourself into. But it surprises, though. They come in all shapes, sizes, and colors. You know that very well.
Mm. Well, do you think that most people set the expectations realistically, or do they try to set the bar in an unrealistic manner? For example, like, you know how some men will try to pull a move in the beginning of setting the expectations, but in all reality, that ain't even them. Like, they can't even live up to the expectations that they may have set. For example, maybe they set the example, like, you know, maybe they faked the funk getting into the relationship. Like, they was flashing money, acting like they could pay the way they weigh and all of that, but they ain't really have money like that. So after their little income tax ran out, or their little case money, you know what I'm saying? After all of that ran out, they weren't able to provide for the woman that they had. They knew they had a high maintenance chick. They was, listen, you don't get a fat ass and big titties of this of these proportions for cheap. And I'm not saying that every woman requires that you pay out your ass, literally sometimes, but there are some women who do. And you and a man knows when he's getting with a woman who is used to being taken care of in that way. So what happens when he sets the expectation falsely? Like maybe he had a couple of dollars to show at the time. You know, like if you get paid off a case. So you got, let's say you got $75,000. You know, $75,000 is going to look like a lot of money when you have it all at one time. But when you don't have, when you're not able to keep the $75,000, like you got money going out, you ain't got none coming in. So you going on trips and you paying for shit and you buying presents and you are, you know, you balling out. So you down $70,000, $65,000, $60,000, $50,000, $45,000, $40,000, $35,000, $30,000, $25,000, $20,000. And you know you gonna start sweating when you get down to your last $20,000 because you know you done already fucked up $50,000. Behind behind the way that you set the expectations for this chick, she doesn't milk $50,000 out of you, and she ain't really milk it out of you. You did that. You set false expectations, and you can't live up to it. And you about 19,000 short. 19,000. Yeah, 19,000 short of being dead ass, dead pop. Well. What has just happened here? What about the ones who do that? What about the ones who do that, my brother? What about that?
Well, hey, well, you live frosty, you know. You know what they say, you know. You gotta play the play the way you live, and you do something like that, you going out like a nut. Like you can't spend $75,000 and. Think you a boss. $75,000 don't even fucking last no more. You know what I mean? It'll last you about 6 months. That's about it. You know what I mean? Like, by the time you buy a chick a Louis bag is $4,000 from the rich. Then they gonna want the luggage. That's another $4,000. So then they want a trip to Paris. That's another. Man, come on, dog. Like, you living that luxury life right there. You going out. You know what I mean? You going like a sucker, like LL say. You know, sucker move. Go ahead with that. You know what I mean? Like, but. That's just how some people are. That's just how some people is. But keep it real. Life is too short now not to keep it real with people. Seriously. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It's like here, going tomorrow. Life is too but
short. I don't know if life is too short for that because, I mean, many men have done it. Women have done it, too. Women have done it, too. Many women have set the expectation that, oh, yeah, I don't mind. I don't mind. Anytime you want it, you can get it, knowing that she got some cold fish in her. You know, oh, yeah, I don't mind cooking for my man, knowing damn well she do mind. You know, like, shoot, as long as my man is taking care of home, whatever he want, he can get, knowing that she's a tight, moody chick. And whenever she get in her mood, she ain't doing nothing. You ain't getting no ass. You ain't getting no food. I ain't washing no clothes. I ain't cleaning up this place. I ain't taking the kids to school. I ain't driving no car. I want a new car. I want a new house. I know, and I want a new necklace. You know what I'm talking about. False expectations people set on themselves a lot. But if you can get away with it, it's pretty good work if you can afford it.
Yeah,
so the same way you can set expectations, you can set false expectations. What about that, my brother? What about that, huh?
I'm not doing that. I'm keeping it real 100. I ain't got time to play games. I'm an old man now.
That's bullshit. I hope you hear me.
You play games. What the hell? I'm like, what the fuck is... Yo, say, I don't know who that is. You got the background, but I'm like, that ain't my man.
No, it ain't. No.
She said, that's bullshit. But she right. Put her on the phone. Put her on the phone. She look like she want to talk. You acting like you don't want to. You act like you know. You act like your mic broke.
Hey. Hello. How are you?
I'm feeling like a real man. What's good? Now you. I heard you. You said some expletive words in the background. I want to know what you're talking about. What's bullshit?
Tim, because let me tell you something. When you come into a relationship, everybody messes up. True, granted, whatever. But then when let me ask you this. When you have friends, right? You got a woman, right? How many friends you got? How many female friends you got? Hello?
I'm here.
Okay. Huh?
What, you can't hear me?
No, I didn't hear you. What you say?
I didn't say anything. I just said I'm here. Go ahead.
So if you're in a relationship, I'm asking you, if you're in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
do you think that it's cool to have female friends?
Yeah, I think in some situations, I think it's okay to have friends that you already had if you're in a relationship. Yeah. If you're asking me, do I think that is necessary for me to clean my slate free of any other women that I knew or thought were interested in me after I get into a relationship? Yes and no. Like, as long as I'm not dealing with any of them in a romantic way, no, I'm not getting rid of them. I'm not going to say that I'm getting rid of them either. Fuck is you? Crazy? No. I knew them before I knew you. Who is you?
So now so you got old ones. So now you done got new ones done coming to play. What's up with that?
No, that's not what I said. What I'm saying
No,
is,
I'm not saying you're just saying.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, see, it's different. Okay, like, all right. Let's say if a man is dealing with a woman that he knows is very jealous and wants him and if a man is dealing with a woman that he knows is very jealous, very possessive, and very insecure, so she's afraid that any woman that he knows is going to that he's going to be somehow involved with those women in a sexual, some kind of physical, sexual, or romantic way. She really doesn't trust her man. It's not the women that she doesn't trust. She don't trust her man, you know, to be able to control himself around the women that he already knows. So the question is, was you fucking him already? Because if you wasn't fucking him already, I don't see what the problem is. If you were fucking him already, then yeah. I mean, you have a right to feel that way. And he should do something to make sure that you understand that, yeah, we used to mess around, but we don't mess around no more. Simple as that. But as far as setting the expectation that you will get rid of all of the women or stop all contact with any women besides your family members that you were dealing with, well, you can set the expectation of that with some men or some women. If they go for it, then good for you. You won. The question is, will they actually get rid of them or will they just hide them now?
That's what they do. They hide them.
But you may be hiding yours too. So that's why I was asking. Are the expectations that you're setting realistic? Because you can set unrealistic expectations for somebody else and you can set unrealistic expectations for yourself. You know, for example, like now let's, I don't know, I'm not really asking you this personally, but personally, I'm sure you can probably understand this question that I'm asking you. Like, all right, now let's say you had an old boyfriend. Now, y'all not together no more, but y'all still keep in contact. Y'all still talk from time to time. Maybe he even helps you out with certain things. You know what I'm saying? You know, whenever you need it or whatever. Y'all used to be lovers, but now y'all just friends. In a situation like that, he should respect when you hook up with somebody else because y'all not together no more. He might be with somebody else. You know what I'm saying? So, why would you have to stop contacting or stop being friends with your old boyfriend, your old man, your old friend because you have a new man? Well, but maybe you think that that's a form of respect. What would you do in a situation like that?
It's a form of respect. That's how I look at it. Because if we're in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
if we're in a relationship, I'm not saying that he can't have friends or whatever. But when it comes mm-hmm. to the hiding and it comes to the sneaking and it comes to the, oh, she's just my friend. Or, I mean, at the time of night, a friend shouldn't be calling you. At a certain time of night, another woman shouldn't be texting you. So if that's your friend and your friend knows that you have a woman, that's your expectation should be like, listen, I don't want her to feel or I don't want him to feel that I'm that it's something else at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning or at 10 o'clock at night, whatever. So the expectation should have been set with that female or with that male. Listen, I'm in a relationship. We're friends, but you're not gonna disrespect him or her.
Mm-hmm.
But when you don't do that, and that woman and the other woman feels like she can do that and she can call whenever she wants to, then the woman's going to continue to do it. So to me, that's disrespectful to the woman that you're with. So you're letting her know that, okay, I'm doing this. So if you do it, then it's okay. But it don't always work like that because now the man is mad because now she's on the same level you're on. So it's like playing games.
Okay.
I'm not saying you can't have, yeah. But don't play games when it comes to a relationship. If you go into a relationship, but listen, I'm gonna have my friends. You can have your friends, but at a certain time at night, this one, no other woman shouldn't be calling him. I'm not saying him or no other man should be calling me. For what? What are you calling me for? Because you know what they say. Certain time you call for what? Hello.
An emergency. Roadside.
Yeah.
Assistance.
Yeah. Okay. All right. 911. Okay.
But no. But that's not really what I'm talking about, though. What I'm talking about. Let me just ask you point blank. Does a man need to clear his whole slate full of his past female associations when he's dealing with his new woman? Do you drop everything for your new woman? Same thing with a man. Is that a requirement?
I'm not saying everything, but I'm saying in how can I say it? With respect, it's how you do it. You know what I'm saying? It's like you said, an expectation. Okay, yes, I'm in a relationship with such and such a person. So that he doesn't feel some kind of way. Then if you're gonna be in a relationship, then I don't need to have ties with this person or whatever. That's just me. But when a person is doing it to you, then you feel like, okay, fine. If you got friends, then I should keep my friends. But that's just me. That's just how I feel. And I mean, if I'm in a relationship with somebody, then I'm in a relationship with you. Then I don't see where there should be other females in a relationship, because how would you feel if there was other males in a relationship? A man's going to say it's okay, and knowing very well that it's not.
Into the line cross.
Oh, now into the lines. Come on.
Well, see, I guess it's different. See, you know, I know that this is a sensitive topic for a lot of people, but when we're talking about setting the expectations, this is pretty much what you need to get out in the open from the beginning. And some people are scared to ask these questions. You know, like, you know, what's your involvement with somebody else? Like, are you seeing somebody else? Are you seeing them exclusively, or are you dating around, or what does it mean? You have women out here that are scared to ask a man if they're married, but you don't see no men out here scared to ask a woman if she's married, but there are women out here who are scared to ask a man if he's married. And that's really her saying that I don't really want to know because I'm willing to go into this thing anyway, you know. So are you really setting the expectation? But a lot of times in the beginning of a situation, especially a relationship, between a man and a woman, you may try to establish yourself. It doesn't, when I say unrealistic expectations, you may try to establish yourself in a way that's not even really you, but because you know you've been hurt before, because you feel like you've been taken advantage of before, because you feel like I better go ahead and do this up front so I don't get burnt like I did all the other times. I'm going to establish myself as being this way. But that ain't really your way. And your energy is going to show that that's not really you in the long run. So just like Sucre Jatois was talking about on Instagram, she was saying a lot of people set the bar at what they think you want. Yeah. So some people will agree to whatever you're saying or whatever you're asking from them, because they like in the case of a man, okay, I want to get this ass, so I'm going to say what, I'll be here every payday. I'm with my wallet open. Oh yeah, I can do that. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I ain't got no problem. I ain't got no problem watching romantic comedies on Netflix. I ain't got no problem with that. I love romantic comedies. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, watch the stories in the daytime on my days off. I ain't got no problem with that. Mm-hmm. Oh, as a matter of fact, when you have days off, I'll be more than willing to take my days off from work too. We'll only be off on the same days. Mm-hmm. I'll do that. He only saying that to get some ass. The same way you may be acting like you're willing to cook and clean and be submissive and all of that kind of shit, and that ain't you. But you're in search of love so much, and you may be so enthralled, so enamored, so attracted to this man that you're acting like, I'll do all of that shit. But you know you ain't going to be able to keep it up. You don't have that kind of stamina and endurance. That's not your training. That ain't even you. So you may be acting like you're not the dominant type when you're really used to dominating men. But maybe in your mind, the men that you've dominated are soft to you. And you want a man that seems a little bit more assertive, a little bit stronger. Or whatever. I'm just saying all of this stuff to say that false expectations get thrown around all the time. But it's going to come out in the wash. Soon as that test come up, you haven't studied for it, you're going to fail it. You're going to straight get the ass on the test. You're going to get the ass on the test. Yes. So, you know.
You crazy. All right, I'm back going. Let me get this on. You already got me in hot water, so. You know what I mean?
Don't worry about it, son. You know what I mean? That's what I'm here for. I set the expectation. Now go ahead and do business. You know what I mean? Listen,
love.
You might have to, listen, you might have to, you know, you might have to, you know, invoke some tough justice. You know what I'm saying? Look at that. Fuck, I'm going to give my boy some deeper shit. Yeah, I mean, let him know what time it is. You ain't no sucker. You a man or a mouse.
My man, first of all. And like a
That's
grown
right.
man should.
That's right.
That's right. Because when she here, I'm quiet. But as soon as she leave out the motherfucking room, I'm talking again.
That's right. You tell him, Tiger. You go get him.
Right.
All right, man.
Love you. Later, homie.
Yo, have a good night. Be safe.
You're not on speakerphone. Hello? Can you hear me?
So we're going to take caller with the last number, 8658. Welcome to the Daily Go Get a Business Show. Hold on. Ground. So you sound out in the background. What are y'all doing tonight? All right, hold on. What the hell? All right. 7.
019.
Hello? It's you pushing a button. Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? No. You can hear me? I don't know. There's something wrong with the line because I can't hear you. Hello? Hello? I can't hear you. Hello? Hello? There's a real delay on the line, so when you're talking, I can't hear you.
I can hear you, but you can't hear me, can you?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, normally when I'm on the phone, I can hear the show while I'm talking to you, and if I mute my desktop and turn my television down, I don't hear you unless I unmute my desktop speaker. Can you hear me? The only way I can hear you is if I unmute the speaker on my desktop. Normally, when you're calling in, you can hear the show as it's going on while I'm even on hold. I'm not hearing any of that. Right now, I'm calling from my cell phone. And my cell phone, I'm actually sitting here looking at you reading lips because I don't hear anything.
Okay.
That might have been what was going on with the other caller.
It could have been. That's crazy. But you know.
Now it keeps repeating me.
Hold on a second. I'm going to refresh the page and see if that makes a difference. Okay. You know what it is? It said that Skype Connect is currently out of order. So what that basically means is that I can't take calls. So Blog Talk strike the fucking game.